Let us go before the Lord in prayer, asking God to be with us on this day. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you. Open up our hearts and our minds to your ways, God. So many of us have lost family members, loved ones, God. So many of us have lost our jobs, our means to take care of our family and ourselves, God. So many of us have run through our finances, God. We're heading toward the ends of our means. But we know, we have faith that if we walk right before you, that when we pray and seek your face, you will answer us. You guide us, God. You instruct us in your ways. You'll provide for us, God. You will not let us leave us out here. You won't forsake us, Christ Jesus. If we walk right, if we make sure that what we believe in is in God and what God has spoken and revealed, God will come through for us. He will make a way for us. We just got to make sure we haven't been misled by anything. That we have the proper faith in God. That we're doing the proper things that God will see and be pleased with. We have to ensure that our walk is right based on God's word. So he will move in our life. He will cover us. He'll heal us. He'll put us back together again. Help us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's walk through being misled as we're being told by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, if we think about our lives, what we believe in, what we call truth, is all based on what we have been taught or exposed to in the way we have been raised. Some of us come from a strict background where we live by rules that then shaped and formed our behavior. While other of us came from a background without rules, our behavior was uncontrollable. We did anything we desired to do. See, no matter which background we came from, we can no longer be misled. We must come to know why we live and our true purpose in life so we can get on with it, so we can accomplish the things of God in our lives, no matter where we came from. See, God can create a new thing in us. Christ can change all of that. All of our past can be taught and corrected in us so we can walk right before God. We just got to make sure we're not being misled by something in here. It's not about our version of the truth. It's not about our version of right and wrong. So no matter how we were raised, all of us have to be changed so we can apply ourselves to God's truth. So we're not misled by anything. We must seek God's truth like Moses, no matter what our background and where we came from, asking the Lord to teach us his ways and teach us your word, God. See, a strict upbringing teaches us to always follow what has been taught and do not allow anyone to change our mind. On the other hand, having an open mind teaches us we can change our thinking anytime. And ensure we are not being misled concerning God's truth, we must have both schools of thought so we understand. We must continue in God's truth led by the Spirit. And our thinking must remain open so we can examine our beliefs and make sure that they're based on God's word. And we must be able to stand on God's word without wavering. Without anything calls us to doubt or think otherwise. We read it, God exposed it to it. We got an understanding. We need to hold on to it. We don't want to be misled by someone regarding God's truth, how we must live before the Lord and how we must treat each other. We must remain firm and steadfast in God's word, willing to change as the Spirit instructs us so we live upright before God and love our brothers and sisters as we love ourselves. See, what we're taught must be supported by God's word. We don't want to be misled because we've been taught to believe a certain way. What we believe in must have been spoken and revealed by God. We can't believe in something that was man-made. We can't believe in something that we got together and came up with. See, that's going to mislead us. We need what came from God. We need to put our faith in what God has spoken, what God has revealed, and what God has promised. Go with me to Lamentations chapter 2, verses 14. We can't spend our whole life believing false things. Never coming into God's truth and knowledge. We must seek God's truth. Even if it has to change what the way we've been taught in the past, even if we have to change what we think is true, we got to get ourselves aligned with God's truth so you and I can't be misled. We can't spend our whole life believing things that is not true. Lamentations chapter 2, verses 14 says, "The visions of your prophets were false and worthless. They did not expose your sin to ward off your captivity. The oracles they gave you was false and misleading." See, as Christians, our goal is to come into the fullness of God's truth without having to use man-made philosophies and reasons and theories to gain understanding. We want to experience truth that comes from God's word, revelations that come from Christ Jesus, and understanding through the Spirit. We want every revelation we receive confirmed in the Lord, so we know it is Christ revealing it to us, so it will accomplish God's will and not our own. It produces unity in the body of Christ, so none are misled by worldly ideas and human thinking and human reasoning. See, many things in life causes us to go a different direction than we should be going. See, it really does matter from where we're receiving what we're following. See, once we place our trust in a person or in a thing, then we find out that they are false, that they have misled us. It's hard for us to pull away. Think about the first person you fell in love with, and how they turned out to be the wrong person for you because they were untruthful, deceitful, and misled you. And though others warned us about them, we found it hard for us to let go. We know when things are not right, but it does not stop us from continuing to submit ourselves to participating in that which is wrong. We overlook the wrong because we have invested our time, effort, into money, into that which does not support the truth. The Word of God says if a wicked person rises up and tries to get us to believe or worship in that which is not of God, then we must inquire, probe, and investigate it thoroughly. And if it's true and has been proven, we must remove this person from our midst. We can't hang out with somebody when we know what they're teaching us and speaking to us about is not from God. We got to put that down and latch on to the truth of God. See, our leaders cannot mislead us. We cannot mislead others or ourselves. We must be content with our blessing, not acquiring great possessions for ourselves to the point where we compromise God's word and truth. We must be careful about the love of money, not accumulating and hoarding large amounts of money because it will lead our hearts astray. We will seek false teachers to support our desires for money. See, we can look at the life of King Solomon, who the Lord loved because he was David's son. King Solomon had great wealth. He had 700 wives and 3,000 concubines. They led him astray. As he grew old, his wife turned his heart and ear from God. He was not fully devoted to God. See, King Manasseh led God's people astray to the point where they would not listen to God. They did more evil than anyone before them. And he led Judea into sin by teaching them to seek idols and seek things that were not of God. And you and I, we got to be careful here. So these people are speaking things over our lives like houses and money and possessions. See, we're making these idols for our lives. And we're not seeking God. We're being misled into seeking these things, thinking we're seeking God. Many are being misled, straying away from God because the world and many in the world are mesmerizing people with expensive possessions and riches like fancy clothes, expensive cars, and luxury houses. We're falling for it. We're allowing others to mislead us. They're teaching us to chase after things of the world and not God. We cannot be led astray so easily. We worship God. We kneel before the Lord, our maker. When we hear his voice, we cannot harden our hearts. The Lord cannot see us as a kind of person whose heart always going astray, who cannot continue to walk in his ways. Jesus. God's love and discipline shows us the way to truth and life. And those who ignore correction from God will be led astray. There's no way for us to be misled, to mislead God about our life and what we're doing. See, God can see what we're doing. Even the stuff we do in darkness, God can see us. There's no way we can mislead God about what we're doing with our life. He knows what we conceal in our heart. He knows what we have, if we have this love of money in us. See, he knows if we have these desires for things other than him. He knows this. We can't hide it from him. We can't mislead him about our intentions. God knows who trusts in him. We cannot mislead, nor can we allow others to mislead us. So we do such things, we experience hardship. We experience calamity. We will not be able to ransom it away. We will not avoid catastrophes that suddenly comes upon us because we're too far away from God. We're following things that's not of God. We're too far away from God's truth. We need to come back, as the Lord says. The Lord says, return to me, and I will return to you. See, when our hearts and mind is led astray, we stray from God because we don't know the ways of God. We'll not be able to enter in God's rest as we chase after this world. And though we know of God, we're led away from his truth. We get false teachings into our head and it misleads us into sinful deeds of the body. We need to hold on to God's truth. And if we don't know God's truth, we need to open up God's word and find out what God's truth is. So when someone is teaching us and someone is encouraging us, we know it's based on what God has spoken, what Christ has revealed, what the Spirit leads us into. Many do not understand how much we're being led today. We do not comprehend all the false information we're receiving. See, we don't read the book, but we hope someone will tell us about what's in the book without changing it. Well, good luck with that. We better read the book for ourselves so we can stand on the truth, because in the end, you and I will have no excuse when we stand before Christ Jesus. We can't talk about how the preacher taught us wrong. God has said, didn't you know my word? Why would you let somebody so easily mislead you when you can read it for yourself, but you didn't want to have time to read it for yourself? You'd rather for somebody to teach you lies. See, not only have we been misled by what we're taught and the false information we receive, those who are leading us are leading us away from God. We allow those who rule over us to mislead us, to misguide us, and we're being more and more ungodly every day. God takes no pleasure when we do such a thing. See, God warns us about those who say there's going to be peace when there is no peace. They keep telling us everything is going to get better. Everything is going to be all right. While we're struggling, while we're falling flat on our faces. But God's word tells us things are going to get worse. There's going to be torrents and hailstorms and violent winds coming forth. We cannot let anyone lead us astray, no matter how good it sounds to us, no matter how bad we want things to get better, about what is to come. And so you and I got to latch on to the truth of God, no matter how it sounds to us, so we can be ready for what is to come. We can't be misled. We can't let someone deceive us. See, there's going to be those who deceive many. But we must understand God's word says there's going to be famine and earthquake and wars. These are the beginning of the birth pains, but it's not the end. God is just trying to get us to wake up, to not let things mislead us into what is to come, but latch on to his truth. Get in his son, Christ Jesus. Let the Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord lead you so you're safe from all harm, so you are refuge when these things come. So we can't be misled by God's truth, word, son, and spirit. We cannot be misled about what is to come. We must accept the truth. Let it come into our hearts. Believe in what God has said. Believe in the promises of God. Believe in what God has spoken, what is to come. And take heart. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 8. Jesus answered, said, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, declaring I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear wars and rumors of war, but see that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still yet to come. Nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains." See, God's word reveals His truth in ways. So we don't have to go astray. So we don't have to be misled because we don't want to believe it. We don't want to receive it. We want something different. Many will be against those who speak God's truth. God warns us not to be misled, to know the truth and stay in the spirit. See, the Apostle Paul warns us about false teachers that would lead God's people astray. They'll be like wolves who come in and not sparing the flock. See, those who are truly called will watch over God's people. Those who are truly being led by the Spirit will care for God's people. They will not feed off of them. Night and day with tears in their eyes, where they'll pour out their lives for God's flock. We cannot be misled. We must keep watch. Satan is at work, trying to lead astray every follower of Christ Jesus. And we must know God's word so no one can come in and preach a different gospel than that one was revealed through God's word. Deceivers will teach us many different things, that which is not mentioned in God's word. They would teach to persuade and mislead many away from God's truth. We must know the word of God for ourselves so we cannot so easily be misled by somebody coming in with fancy suits and fancy titles and big houses and lead us astray because we desire the things of the world more than we desire God. So if we know God's word, we'll be able to tell if the teaching is false because it's not found in God's word. These type of teachers would withdraw and separate up from us because they found out we really know God's word and truth. You can't come in here teaching and preaching this stuff to us. See, they're more concerned about maintaining their respect among their peers and each other than spreading the gospel of Christ Jesus. Such people have fallen into hypocrisy and will lead many astray. False and misleading teachers have no intention of doing good. They try to shut off all connections for Christ Jesus, getting their followers to not pay attention to God's word, but to them. They teach destructive things, seeking those who are willing to believe and follow them in their shameful ways. They are always bringing God's truth into question for the purpose of misleading others. False teachers, those who are misleading many, are full of greed. They teach others to pursue and chase after worldly things. They seek to mislead those who are seeking the Lord with stories they made up. It's not from God. It sounds good, but it's not from the Lord. It's not what God spoke. It's not what Christ Jesus has revealed. It's not what the Spirit is leading us into. See, the Father wants us to be led into His truth through His Son, Christ Jesus. God wants to lead us away from dangerous places to a place that is free from stress and sin. See, God wants to set before us a table providing the best for us. But we cannot be seduced by the desires of wealth. We cannot take bribes or be misled to continue in sin. We must overcome. We must be led by Christ, led by the Spirit. Christ is the light of the world, and whoever follows Christ Jesus will never fall into walking darkness, will never fall away, but have the light of life in them. Christ is the gate for God's sheep to walk through into the kingdom of God. And all who came before Christ was thieves and liars. And Christ's sheep do not listen to them, nor do they follow them. The word of God says anyone who comes in by any other means other than Christ Jesus comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Christ has come so we may have life and have it abundantly. But we cannot be misled. We cannot latch on to false teachings. You and I got to know the word of God about ourselves and know when somebody is teaching us the wrong thing. Stay away from that and stay with the word of God. We must guard over ourselves. Sure, we're not being misled by someone who's only a hired hand. When trouble comes, the hired hand would abandon the sheep. Run away because they care nothing about the sheep. Go with me to John chapter 10, verses 11 to 13. The question is the person you receiving teaching from a hired hand or a servant of God? So how do we know? Well, the question is, what would they do if they didn't receive anything? If no funds were given to them, would they still teach God's word? Would they still out there be doing what they're doing today, or will they find something else? So that's a hired hand. John chapter 10, verses 11 to 13 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming in, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. So we cannot be misled by what we have been taught through our upbringing or by someone who teaches us something different. We must be in Christ and he in us. So the Spirit is at work in us and leading us into God's truth every day, no matter what our circumstances is. See, even if I have, Lord, help me, thank you. Even if I have a lot, I still want to be led by the Spirit of God. See, even if I'm scratching for pennies, I still want to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't ever want to be misled because based on what I have or do not have. I always want the Spirit of God. I always want the Word of God. I always want the voice of Christ Jesus leading and guiding me. It's not based on my circumstances and situations. See, are we being misled about God? This is important because our salvation is at hand. If we're being misled, think about it. If everything you receive about God is false and you stand before Christ Jesus, you're not going to make it in. So we have time now while we see the calamities and the winds and the storm and the sickness and the disease. See, while all these things is coming toward us, we have time now to understand, am I being misled? Do I know God's word? Am I walking by God's word? Are we being misled about God's word? That's the question. See, I tell you, if we're misled by the world, it's going to lead us into a selfish kind of person. So you and I can't be misled by the world. It's the wrong place for us to be. We can't be misled. See, our faith can't be based on the world. It'll make us a selfish person. Everything we do is about self. Everything is about what I need and want. See, you're being misled if you think that's a godly way to be. Some of us are being misled by Satan's schemes. He leads us into lies and falsehoods. So you got to know whether you're being led by the schemes of Satan. Because, see, you got to know whether you're a truthful person or not. Truth is a hard thing these days. And you listen to TV, you listen to stuff on the radio. Who's telling me the truth? Truth is a hard thing. That's why you got to have God's word so it can bounce against the truth that's in this world and determine, is this a lie? Is this falsehood? Because I cannot be led by lies and falsehood. I will not have God. See, I can't be led astray by somebody lying to me, no matter who they know, no matter what the color of their skin is. I can't be misled like this. And sometimes we get misled by mankind. Again, we allow people like us, who we look up to, who have things, based on what they have, based on who they are, we then let them lead us. But see, they lead us into greed. And we cannot allow people to lead our hearts into greed. That's not where the word of God is leading us. It'll be contrary to God's word for us to be led by someone just because we look at them and they have riches and they're famous and they got money. And all of a sudden, we're talking about God as we talk about these people. We're being misled because greed is leading us. We're misguided. No matter how good it sounded, it's not the way God is trying to get us to walk. It makes us blind and we're unable to see and we'll be easily led astray. But Christ Jesus, Lord help us, Christ Jesus leads us to the kingdom of God. He examines everything. He prepares us and shapes us. He examines everything in us to make sure what's in us is right. So nothing is we're not misled by anything, that when the judgment day comes, you and I are able to walk into the kingdom of God. We want to be led by Christ Jesus. And the word of God leads us into God's truth. You want to know whether you and I are walking right before God? It's in his word. So we must know the word, so we know whether there's truth or not. We can't rely on somebody preaching to us. It's great for us to have a preacher. It's great for somebody to inspire us into the word of God, to remind us, as Paul said, of the word of God. But you have to first know it for yourself, to know what's true and right, so you're not misled by somebody's teaching. You and I got to understand that it is God's word that leads us into God's truth. And we have to make sure we have the Spirit alive in us. See, because it's the Spirit of the Lord that leads us into God's holiness. That level, the highest level that God is calling us to be. See, and if we don't have the Spirit in us, and people are talking to us, see, they'll tell us it's impossible for you to be holy. That holiness is not something for you to grasp. But see, you know God's word. You know God's word teaches us that we need to become holy because God's holy. Can't nobody come in here and mislead you about holiness? You understand God's word. Now, we may not be there. It may be a journey for us to get there. But we are guided by God's word. Therefore, we keep fighting the fight of faith. We keep working on our salvation because we know holiness is what God wants us to be. We don't allow somebody to mislead us, make us fall short of God's grace, short of God's glory, short of God's purpose for our life. We must be led into the things of God. And not misled by the things of this world and find ourselves far away from God. We need to be near to God so God will come near to us. See, if we want our calling, if we want our anointing to be real, then it must be based on God's truth and word. Nothing else and no one else. If we stay with God, if we stay with Christ, if we stay with the Spirit, then our anointing will be real and not counterfeit. If we keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, we'll not be misled. He is the light and the truth. He is the way. There is no other way to the blessings of God, to the kingdom of God, but through Christ Jesus. No matter what you hear, no matter what they say, the word of God said it is through Christ that we can enter to his presence. We cannot allow anyone to mislead us. We cannot allow anyone to lead us astray. We'll be grounded in God's word, steadfast in Christ Jesus. Those who walk as righteous, who abides in Christ, cannot, will not be misled by anyone. We latch on, we hold on to the word of God. Praise God. God teaches us truth. Watch over your word, Father, so we're not misled. In you, God, we trust. In you, Lord Jesus, we put all our hope. Praise the Lord. Christ is the Father's truth embodied. In Christ is the fullness of God, so we can receive it all. Thank you, Jesus. We live in a generation. God's words speak of about those who desire lives worthy than God's truth. Look at our leaders. Look at our media. There's no sense of truth. Lord help us. It's easy for somebody to be misled, to be led astray. We're called to follow Jesus. Help us, Lord. We cannot think God's truth comes from within us. It comes above. We must seek it. We cannot think God's truth is found in this world. We cannot be misled so easily. Our faith must be in God. The Lord teaches us so we're not misled. If we would just listen, if we're just hearken our hearts, if we get our eyes on God's word, if we get our ears on the voice of Christ Jesus, if we get our spirit in line with his spirit, we will receive. We will not be misled. So we have to decide who we're going to follow. Our faith cannot be based on lies and falsehoods. No matter who they are, no matter how rich they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how good it sounds, you and I base our faith on God's Word, Son, and Spirit. We ask you to lead us, God, so we're not misled by this world or anything in this world. Grab hold of us, Lord. We're seeking you, Father. We're seeking you, Lord Jesus. We don't want to be misled. We can't be misled. Please, Lord, don't let us be misled. We need your truth, no matter how hard it is, no matter if it beats and disciplines us and to shape us into so where that truth is in us, God. Let it happen, God. Let the truth pull out every lie in us. Let the truth put out any sin and sinners. Let the truth, God, shape us and form us into that perfect shape that's able to serve and able to do your will and able to follow your Son Christ Jesus, that leads us into your truth, that leads us by that Spirit, that leads us into your kingdom, God. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. So many are being led astray, God. But we need you. We need you, Lord, working in our lives. And we need to open up your word and get the truth in us. And stand on it. Stand on it in good times. And stand on it in bad times. Stand on it when you don't understand. Stand on it when you're wondering. Stand on it when you're in need. See, stand on that word. And God will come near to you and help you and be providing for you. Shield of protection around you, around your family. Don't be misled. God is spirit, and you and I must become spirit. God is holy, you and I must become holy. Christ is in the right hand of God, and you and I must enter into his presence. Don't be misled. Seek God, and God will come near to us. God, we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.